There was an idea called the Nerd Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never could.
What's up, folks? Leo here with the Nerd Initiative, and we are here with episode 7 of our podcast. We got Kevin in the house again. Kevin, what's up?
What's up, everybody?
It's actually pretty late, so
very late.
We're both not feeling good because we're old and
battered.
Yeah, so I got a headache. Kevin's got AIDS,
so so I'm laying on my back.
He's got back problems right now, I think.
Yeah. But,
so we left off on episode 6 of our podcast sometime last year, basically because we were hella busy and got caught up with work and other things. Kevin was busy getting all the ladies while I was sitting here going through my divorce. And it's been finalized.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll go on a date for you.
Thank you. To celebrate. Because you have all the ladies.
Yes.
You're Mr. Internet Dating. I'm going to call you Mr. Match. Or Mr. Tinder.
Mr. Tinder. Tinder Match.
Tinder Man.
Yeah, there you go. I like that.
All right. But no, seriously, we ended up getting busy and couldn't find time to record for you guys, and hopefully we can be more consistent on this. We did actually record last week, or thought we did. We recorded for about an hour, and the next day I went to go edit and do all that stuff to upload, and I realized it was gone, so it didn't record. So hopefully by the time this thing is done, I can check and it will have been recorded.
So that would be the goal, yes.
So we'll just do a quick recap of last week. Walking Dead came back, right?
Yay.
From their mid-season break for season 5, we got to episode 8. I believe it was 8.
Yeah.
Do you know the title of it? What was the title of that?
Of last week?
Yeah, last week's episode.
No. I'm such a huge fan. That, no.
Well, no, that's okay. Well, last week, long story short, and it was actually episode 9, and that was titled, What Happened and What's Going On? What happened?
And Tyrese, what was going on?
Tyrese died.
Exactly.
What's going on?
It was Noah's fault.
Pretty much. And you had mentioned that also, you know, Tyler James Williams.
Yeah.
Had gotten a lot of flack, you know, on social media about the death of Chad Coleman's character, Tyrese.
Let's just say that again. Character.
Yeah. Character.
Yeah. TV character.
Yes. So, and I mentioned too that I had met Tyler at the Walker Stalker Con in San Francisco about 2 weeks ago, and great guy, you know, and for people to sit there and take things seriously and blame him, you guys are crazy.
Go on his Instagram and see what the people are. They're mad at him.
Yeah. So, but I mean, you know, having to meet him, he was really cool. So shout out to Tyler James Williams, and actually shout out to Vincent Ward for introducing me to him. For those that don't know, Vince is a buddy of mine. We've been friends for, I think, 2 years now. And he was Oscar on The Walking Dead. So he had a great deal of involvement in getting my Walking Dead hat finished up, too. I don't think I mentioned that last time, did I?
I don't think so. No, you did. You did.
I did, huh? Yeah, he helped out. You know, got me a few autographs that I needed. So, anyway, so back to Walking Dead. So Tyrese dies. And he died basically when the group, well, it was just Michonne, Rick, Noah, Tyrese, and Glenn, right? That's it. It was them, and they went to go take Noah back to his place, because that was basically Rick's explanation was he did it because that was Beth's, you know.
What she wanted to do that.
Right.
For and, him.
And, you know, they ended up finding this place was ransacked, and, you know, there are some Easter eggs that people pointed out. You're talking about the baseball bat that Glenn had taken, and they looked at that as a reference to Negan. Negan was in the comic books. He was in comic book issue 100. For those that don't know, this is a big spoiler, but Negan, he's a villain, and he ended up killing Glenn with a baseball bat with barbed wire tied around, wrapped around it. So Glenn does die
in the comic book.
In the comic book. But the way that the story's going so far, it may be possible that Negan is coming soon. So that may be the end of Glenn as well.
Whoa.
That's one of the Easter eggs. There was also, what else was there?
There was wolves on the side of one of the curb curb walls.
Yes.
In the street.
There was, it said wolves, and then there was a bunch of walkers that had their arms and legs cut off, and they were inside this truck, and all of them had a W on their forehead.
Forehead, yeah.
There's been so many different speculations of what it could be. There's a group in the comics called the Whisperers. Could be them. It could be the wolves. Mm-hmm. Whatever that wolves reference was. Could be Wolverine. You never know.
Yeah. Could be Wonder Woman.
That's true. We could have like some kind of mashup.
Crossover.
Yeah
mashup.
So, you ever seen those, that picture of, you know how they had the trees that Morgan was looking at?
Yeah.
And there's the one where there's a tree and it has the, you know, the symbol in it carved into it, and standing next to the tree is Wolverine with his claws out.
No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, so it could be Wolverine.
It could be very, very well.
Who knows? But, so, I mean, just to make a long story short, though, just because we did miss last week, or I screwed up, you know, Walking Dead, major thing, Tyrese is dead. So that's pretty much it, you know, for last week's episode. Anything else that went on last week that we talked about?
No, we were just, you know, we were kind of going into the in-depth of the episode, like how art, you know, they displayed. But it was just, you know, that was it. The big things were the, you know, the Easter eggs and Tyrese dying. And thanks for the spoiler alert about Glenn.
You're welcome.
Still possible it won't happen.
That's true.
I mean, it's very possible.
It'll happen, though. I mean, after seeing last week's episode and the one before that, the mid-season finale, they did two deaths, you know, key characters, two deaths in a row, back to back. I have a feeling that the next person is going to be Tara. So.
Really?
Yes. And I want to bring this up too real quick because I did bring it up last week. My theory, and you already heard it, but I had a theory way before spoilers were posted and stuff like that about last week's episode. And I had gone to Walker Stalker Con over in San Francisco, and Chad Coleman was basically charging premium prices for autographs and photo ops. He was also charging to do Twitter shout-outs, and he was even charging just for meet and greets. So he was charging like $10 just to say hi to him, right? So on the way home, I thought about it, and I was telling my buddies that Chad Coleman is probably out of a job. You know, they finished up season 5, you know, filming a while ago. So, you know, in my head, I'm thinking this dude is charging all this money because he's done. And you had mentioned he has some other stuff lined up.
Right.
But still, you know, he's going to ride this whole Walking Dead thing. You know, like the majority of the actors that get killed off, they ride it because it's such a popular show.
Right.
So that leads me to the next person would be Alana Masterson, because she was charging premium prices as well.
Really now?
Yes. So I'm thinking she may be done too.
Was Glenn?
Oh, Glenn, Steven Yeun, he always mm-hmm. charges those high prices, man. He's a top seller. Him, Emily Kinney, Andrew Lincoln, Norman Reedus, you know, Melissa McBride, they charge a lot. Especially the ones that have been on since season 1.
Yeah, that's true. Man, I hope Alana doesn't go, man. Dang.
She's gonna go. So.
I mean, unfortunately, characters in this, and that's one thing I like about the whole Walking Dead period is just that the whole franchise, I mean, it's the fact that they actually kill off characters.
Right, right.
It's realistic. I can't believe I said that. Because it's just totally sci-fi, like, you know, what, zombies and stuff. But you know what I mean? They're not just keeping all the characters like this season of Friends.
Right, right.
You know, so anyways. God dog it.
So yeah, let's see what else happened last week. They revealed the Straight Outta Compton trailer. Did you get to watch that yet?
Yeah, I did actually.
You did?
Yeah. Okay. I did see that though. Yeah, I could see how you thought it was just going to be a documentary.
Oh, in the beginning?
Yeah, because I was like, come on, for real? And then it kicked in.
Yeah.
With the actual actors. I can't wait to see. I actually want to see it.
Yeah, that one should be good.
I don't know if I want to see it in the theaters, to be honest with you. No offense to anybody, but
it'll attract a lot of ghetto folks.
Yeah, I just don't.
You know.
I don't understand why. But I'm just going to avoid it and wait till the DVD comes out, unfortunately.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anything else. Spider-Man,
Sony released.
Well, not actually, they didn't release. They came to an agreement with Marvel Cinematic Universe. I guess the rights to use Spider-Man in their films. So
that's huge.
That was really huge news last week. So like we were saying, Sony and Marvel came to an agreement that Marvel could use Spider-Man in future films. So basically, the buzz around the internet now up to this day is when Spider-Man will make an appearance. And you're looking at, it's pretty much confirmed that he will make an appearance in Captain America Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be really good. I don't know if they're still. I know Black Panther was supposed to make an appearance in there. So, and that was because Spider-Man, you know, was owned by Sony. So I don't know if they're going to continue to keep Black Panther on and show Spider-Man. I'm not sure. You know, we'll keep an eye on that. But that'd be still it'd be cool. It's good that we finally get to see, you know, Spider-Man in there. What he's sucks? Go ahead.
No, I said he's a key character in the Avengers now. You know what I mean? So, they need to bleed him in somehow.
Yeah,
so I'm glad it's huge to me. It's huge because it's.
Yeah, no, and there's another rumor going out that Sony plans to make the next Spider-Man film his high school years. And it's like, again, how many times do we got to see this dude in high school?
Yeah, and get bit somehow.
Right, right. So, Andrew Garfield is out. He will no longer play Spider-Man, so they are looking. They're scouting for a new Peter Parker, and there's been a lot of buzz about, I forgot his name. He was in The Maze Runner and Teen Wolf. Did you watch The Maze Runner?
No.
Dylan O'Brien. He's, like I said, in The Maze Runner and plays Styles in Teen Wolf. He's potentially a good candidate for the next Peter Parker. Personally, I liked Andrew Garfield. I think he's cool. So we'll just have to see who gets cast as it. But I think during Captain America Civil War, that's when they'll reveal
the character for Spider-Man.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool to see.
But I'm sure it'll leak. No matter what, it'll leak over the internet. But that'll be that Spider-Man's first appearance.
Man, I can't wait. I already can't wait for Avengers. Was it coming out this year, right?
May,
right? Yep. Oh, I gotta go. I'm definitely going.
Yeah. We'll definitely be there. What else, man? What else is going on? It's basically awards weeks going on. So they got a lot of the Oscars and Grammys, blah blah blah. Had the NBA All-Star game this past weekend.
Yep. And Queen Latifah sang the national anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Looking very, very delicious.
And Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
Looking very hot. What else? 50 Shades of Grey. Boo.
Oh, what? I wanted to watch that this weekend.
Really?
No. But I did watch. I did watch Kingsman.
Oh.
That is, dude.
I heard it was good.
It was good. So they showed the reviews like on TV, right? Like how good Kingsman. You know how they movie quote stuff from reviews, and somebody said it best. It's James Bond meets Quentin Tarantino.
Is it rated R?
Yeah, I mean it's nice. So basically, I didn't expect it to go the way it did because, you know, it has Samuel Jackson in it,
right?
And he's hilarious. Honestly, it's hilarious.
He's a dick.
Yeah, in it he's bad. I mean, just how creative they got with everything. I really did like it a lot. Like,
okay. No, my son wants to watch it. Kingston wants to watch it. So
it's gory though.
He watches The Walking Dead.
That's true. I take that back. So, no, he can handle it because you'll like the ending. I'll tell you that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
There's an ending that comes up, and I was like, yes, they finally went there. Because, you know, it's a James Bond. It's as good. So basically, I didn't expect it to go. I thought it was going to be cheesy action, kind of like how Triple X was.
Right.
You know, where they just used big stars and gave it, you know, really bad script.
Mm-hmm.
But there was really good acting in it, really good script. I mean, I followed it from the beginning to the end. It wasn't where I was kind of disengaged. Now, I watched Seven Son, this weekend too. And I'm a big, you know, like medieval kind of like fantasy type guy.
Right.
You know, Game of Thrones is my thing. Like, I love all that stuff. King Arthur, you know, Lord of the Rings, that's all my stuff. But so I had to go watch Seven Sons. So I didn't really want to watch Kingsman, but the date I was on, like, that's when we got done eating. That was when we saw it. Then we ate again, and I was like, look, hey, Seven Sons is on. So we went to go watch it, and man, I kind of like didn't watch it. It wasn't that great.
Right.
It was kind of like they're trying to do like that whole Van Helsing type character.
Yeah.
And add like a medieval twist to it. And it wasn't done right. The graphics are good, but the fighting scenes were bleh. You know what I mean? So I don't recommend watching it. I just wait till the DVD comes out or Redbox or Netflix or something. Hmm. Okay. It was boring. I was just excited because it was just a movie, you know, and I paid $22 to go watch it.
Why?
Well, because I had my date. So I had to pay, you know, for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what, you didn't take her to see 50 Shades of Grey?
No. So, cool. It's a cool thing about the date. She likes to play video games, and she's into, like, you know, some comics and stuff like that. Like, she took a selfie of her and, you know, sent it to me, and she had, like, Mortal Kombat figurines in the back. So she totally did not want to see 50 Shades of Grey. Because I asked her, I was like, hey, you want to go watch it? I was like, hey, maybe, you know, so turn into a good mood. You know what I mean?
Right.
She didn't want to watch it. She wanted to watch Seven Son.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah. Okay. So, but anyways, yeah, so that was... So I know we don't do a lot of movie reviews, but I mean, that's, and it wasn't a good review because I kept saying, oh, because I don't want to spoil it for you because I know you're going to go watch it.
I'm all about spoilers, brother.
Yeah. It will surprise you because, like I said, it's the script, the storyline, you can follow it through because it's all original. It's not totally original, but you just don't expect how it began and ended.
Okay. Well, I'll be sure to try to check that out. Maybe this weekend. I don't know if there's anything out this weekend.
Nothing new, I don't think.
Yeah, so it'll probably be Kingsman. And yeah. But no 50 Shades for me.
Next time.
Valentine's Day, excuse me. Valentine's Day was Saturday, so shout out to all the hotel maids there who have to clean up the sheets on the 15th.
No, for real.
Putting in that work.
Putting in work, son.
That's pretty gross. Putting in some truffle butter action. Oh. We were talking about that earlier, and I think I'm going to have to toss that into the podcast, dude. But
yeah.
Anyways, yeah. What's up?
Oh, yeah, you recorded that?
Yeah.
Guys, throw that in.
But no, 50 Shades, do you plan on seeing it? I don't even plan on seeing it, man.
Nah, not at all, to be honest with you.
I'd rather watch porn.
I mean, yeah, right?
Straight up.
I'd rather have the blue VHS tape, for reals.
Exactly.
The red VHS tape, depending on the length.
Yeah, you know.
No, seriously, when I saw it come out, I was like, for real?
It's garbage. It's garbage. Yeah. It's
But I am super excited about, like, you know, the Acapella Girls. Why? I'm blanked out. Pitch Perfect 2.
Yeah, that one's going to be good. Yeah. That's going to be a one to look out for, but, okay. That brings us into this week. It is Tuesday.
February 17th?
Yeah. It's Tuesday the 17th of February. Our intentions were to bring you a podcast on Sunday, but we were busy again. So we're a little late. Everybody's probably watched The Walking Dead. The last episode, which, shoot, man, I keep getting it mixed up. It's episode 10. right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's titled not Coda. Coda was episode 8. Titled Them. oh, real quick. Just want to give a shout out to our new probably 200 followers on Facebook.
Ow!
Slowly but surely we're getting there. We are 102 away from 500, which is going to be a goal probably for the next couple months just to hit that 500 mark. But thank you for everyone that's, you know, went on and liked it. Yeah, so back to Walking Dead. Where was I? I forgot.
I actually forgot. We're going to have to rewind that.
Oh, shit.
It says rewind anymore anyways. My bad. I'm old.
I forgot.
It was called Them.
It's called Them. There was a lot of focus on Maggie.
Yeah.
Sasha.
And Daryl.
Daryl. There was a little bit of focus on Father Gabriel as well.
Yeah, he had a little highlight or two.
So, in the very beginning, you see the group. You see Maggie crying. She kills a walker. Then you got the whole group. They're basically on the edge. They have no water. They only have food. They're just basically dying. You know, getting dehydrated. They're just walking miles and miles and miles, just scouring for water, and they can't find any. excuse me. But during that time, you kind of get to see Sasha's mental breakdown. And Maggie's, actually. Let's start with Maggie. You get to see her mental breakdown because she lost Beth, lost Herschel.
And they weren't too far apart, either.
Right, right. And Father Gabriel, you know, trying to be a nice guy. you know, tries to talk to her, and she's just like, basically, you don't know shit about them. Shut up.
Right, right.
Right. So she kind of is losing it, you know, that way. And then you have Sasha, who just lost Bob and Tyrese, her brother.
Wow. I forgot about that. She lost two as well.
Yeah, so she lost two. And she's at a breaking point as well. It just seems like she just hates the walkers.
Right.
And, you know, and rather than being survival, I think it's more
revenge.
She's treating them as if they were at fault.
Right.
For everything, right? And there was a scene where Rick and the group are trying to lure... There's a horde of walkers coming after them, and they're trying to lure them into a ditch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Quietly. So they don't use up any resources, they don't exhaust themselves, stuff like that, because they are tired. So after a couple walkers go into the ditch, Sasha loses it and just goes and starts stabbing them, right? That leads Michonne, Rick, all of them to start attacking the walkers. even Sasha ended up cutting Abraham. Did you see that part?
I didn't catch that part. Okay. She actually cut him?
Yeah, so she stabs a couple walkers, right? And she swings the knife, and it cuts Abraham in the arm. And he just looks at her like, what the hell? And then he goes on and finishes killing, you know, the zombies. But check this out. There was walker blood on that knife that cut Ford.
That's true, huh?
So I don't know if that's going to lead to something, if anyone caught that, but I'm bringing it up now.
Yeah.
You know, all these other websites, you know, out
there.
Yeah,
they focus on a lot of different stuff.
I haven't seen anybody mention it. So February 17th.
11:49 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm calling it. Abraham is in a turn.
You heard it here on the Nerd Initiative.
Yep. So, anyways, after all that stuff goes on, you know, even Sasha almost, she's so pissed, she almost stabs Michonne, right?
Yeah.
You know, and Michonne being the tough samurai one. Warrior, right? She stops her from stabbing her, and she's like, "I told you to stop." And you know, basically, I wanted Michonne to get down with Sasha and just whoop her ass.
Yeah, me
just,
too.
Just the way she was acting. So, you know, that was part of Sasha's mental breakdown. Daryl, you know, he had one as well, right?
His was common because he's done this a couple times, actually. They just highlighted it more now. Because if you remember when, I think it was season 2, when they're at the Herschel's farm.
Right.
And they lost the little girl.
Yeah.
And she turned. And, you know, Daryl kind of separated himself from the group, you know, again. I mean, that was the first time he started separating himself. And so you kind of see that, you know, repetitiously when Beth and him were surviving on their own.
True.
You know, he was separated from her because he lost everybody.
Yeah.
And now you see it again where he loses Beth. He's separated again. So for me, it wasn't a shocker to see him melt down. His ways to, you know, the tough guy way. Just don't talk to nobody and be by myself.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And he's still going to get business done. Like, he still will get business done. He just doesn't want to talk about nothing.
You know. So, go ahead.
I'm on moviepilot.com.
Uh-huh.
And they're talking about, like, things that we've missed in the show. Like, maybe we might have missed it. And so they're kind of hinting out that... So going back to Maggie with her meltdown, right? And she, you know, you made the point that she lost to Herschel, her father, and Beth, and very quickly. I mean, they're not probably just a couple months apart, you know, because I don't know how Walking Dead timeline is. But remember when she reached into the trunk,
yeah,
and opened it up, and it was a walker in it.
Uh huh.
The moviepilot.com is saying like she was actually going to commit suicide there.
Who?
Maggie. Like she was contemplating it.
What, jumping in the trunk with the thing?
Yeah. Like, she was actually contemplating jumping in the trunk.
Oh, okay.
And that's why when Glenn came around, when she closed it, she kind of, like, made the decision to tell Glenn because that's why she said she missed it. But that was her way of saying, I kind of like choosing to live.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, so I that's what they're stating because in the comic book... See, I don't even read the comic book, but I can sure read a Wikipedia or something. But they're saying in the comic book, she tried to hang herself.
Right. And
Abraham came to, was going to shoot her, but Glenn saved her. So it was a lot more gruesome in the comic book, obviously. But so that's why they're tying it in, because she actually tried it in a comic book. So they're using that moment as when she decided to be able to commit suicide.
Hmm.
Now, it was interesting. I didn't see that.
I never thought of that either.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Anything else interesting on there?
Nah, they bring out, you know, stuff you already talked about with that guy, Aaron.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah, so
we'll get to that.
Okay, let's get to that later.
Well, we're getting close.
All right, we'll get there soon.
Well, screw it. long story short, they shack up in a barn, right? The whole group shacks up in a barn, and it's just a whole bunch of talking. This episode, there was a good amount of action, but there was a lot more talking, I guess you could call it.
Yeah.
Rick gave his We Are the Walking Dead speech. And at night... Oh, so what happened... Oh, So while they're on the on the road walking, that someone leaves them a note that says from a friend, and leaves them all this bottled water. Right? They don't take it. They think that because all the shit that they've been through, that it's possibly poisoned or whatever. And it starts raining, and so they have their water source.
Right.
But huge storm breaks out, and so they shack up in this barn that Daryl found, and a bunch of walkers try to break into the barn, and the whole group is holding the door shut, and I guess it's like a huge storm, right? Like a tornado, right, or whatever. And in the morning, everything's calm and quiet, and Maggie and Sasha go out, and you could see all the trees are, crashed down and, smash the, all the walkers and stuff like that, right? And Maggie and Sasha are having a conversation, watching the sunrise, and in comes Aaron, a stranger, a guy named Aaron. And this guy, Aaron, is actually the first ever, I guess, gay character.
Right, that's correct.
On The Walking Dead. In the comics, he was gay. And I believe he's still going to portray that homosexual character on the show. I forgot the dude's name. Do you have the guy's name?
No, I'm looking for it, but yeah, I did see them make references to that. And he does have his partner in the show.
No, is his partner in the show?
That's what they're talking about. I mean, assumption.
Because in the comics, his partner, Eric, died. So I don't know.
Yeah, they're talking about it. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I mean, I was, before we were going to record, yesterday. I was reading it on my phone when I was in the hospital, when I was reading about it. And I was like, oh, wow. They might even have him on the show, actually. So it's possible. It's one of those you heard it here first things.
Yeah. Aaron is played by Ross Marquand. Ross Marquand? I think that's how you pronounce it.
By the way, while he's coming out through the through the field to approach Sasha and Maggie, he is very clean cut, showered. It doesn't look like he's been struggling at all. Looks like he just got dropped off from a plane or something. I mean, he looks dashing.
This is the Aaron guy, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Because I'm looking at the picture of him, and I forgot to. I knew it was kind of weird seeing him like that because everybody else is grimy looking.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, if you look at IMDb, crazy. There's another character named Samantha coming in.
Really now?
Yep. Character named Samantha. And it looks like she will be in all the way up until the second to the last. Maybe she dies? I don't know. It's interesting, man. The IMDb has a bunch of the episode cast, all the way up until the last one. So I'm wondering who some of these folks are on the show.
I didn't catch that.
Yeah, I just saw that.
So trying to look up their cast right now.
Anyways,
look at their cast. There it goes.
So, they introduce Aaron, which is, you know, he goes up to Maggie and Sasha and he's like, hey, I'm a friend. I've got good news for you. He says that he wants to speak to their leader, and he said Rick's name. So Maggie and Sasha were confused or whatever. They're like, how the hell does this guy know Rick's name? And he, you know, again, he says, I've got good news. So the good news is probably the Alexandria safe zone, you know, as it was in the comics. And I'm thinking Morgan's already made it to Alexandria, and he's the one that brought, you know, told
Aaron. Yeah, about Rick.
Yeah. I mean, who else? There's really no one else. So.
And they're already en route to Washington, and that's when he did pick up the map back at the church.
Right,
right. Good points. I forgot about that part. My bad. I thought you were playing with me. I thought you were freezing on me on purpose.
Oh, no. Sorry. Just trying to figure out who some of these actors are.
Yeah, like Larry Kondracki? Larissa Kondracki?
Is that a female?
Mm-hmm. She's in The Distance. I think that's next episode, actually.
What's the name?
Larissa Kondracki.
Okay. I didn't see that name. But anyways. So yeah, that's pretty much how the last episode ended. A lot of people aren't happy with the first two episodes, you know, on the return. But who gives a shit if you're a true fan of the show?
You're gonna let it ride.
Right. You know, boring or not, you'll still watch it. Doesn't matter. You won't bitch about it.
Yeah.
You know, I know there have been boring episodes. Hell, there's been boring seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what, you still, you know, you can bitch and complain all you want, but every Sunday you're gonna be at that TV screen watching the show.
Exactly, and we're going to be podcasting about it.
Exactly. They are filming a Walking Dead spinoff, and I think they made that announcement around the time we took our break. It's going to be called Walking Dead, so far, Walking Dead Cobalt. This will take place in Los Angeles, I believe, and they are actually going to be filming in Los Angeles, so that's going to be cool.
Lucky you.
Lucky me. I know, right?
Do you think, just bringing this up, because in season one, I think it was season one, remember the camps, they were going to go, they were splitting up, the first camp, and it was the Mexican camp, yeah. The Spanish family.
Right.
I wonder if they'll make a little appearance. I'm not trying to be, you know, stereotypical, but Los Angeles.
Oh, didn't they? No, they were going to another place.
Yeah, but what if they rerouted?
Maybe. I think they were going like Mississippi or something, dude.
Yeah.
I can't
remember. No, they were going to go mid. You know, mid America, but it's a possibility. I'm just curious where that family is, cuz they were so early on.
Right.
I mean, they brought Morgan back and he was in season 1.
True.
So, just curious how what happened to them. I'm really, you know, that I really want to see. So that'd be cool if they come off in the spinoff. So when are they going to release that, do you think? When are they talking about that?
I'm not too sure, because they're still trying to do casting. I wrote about it, too. Who did they cast? They cast someone from Harry Potter.
The Rock.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. They cast Frank Delane and Alicia Debnam. Alicia Debnam was in Into the Storm, and Frank Delane was in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. They actually also cast the lead male character and lead female character. They cast them as well.
Wow.
Would you like to know who they are?
Yes. Are you going to tell me? You just kind of stuff. You asked if I want to know the horn. I said yes. Are you trying to find out?
It might not even be called Cobalt. It's either The Walking Dead Cobalt, or it's Fear the Walking Dead.
Yeah, I saw that. That's what I was going to ask you, because what the heck is the Fear?
I don't know, but they signed Cliff Curtis to play Sean Cabrera. Cliff Curtis is, I think he's from New Zealand, but he plays a lot of Hispanic roles or Middle Eastern roles. You'll probably know him as the dude in Training Day, the head cholo guy that was going to blow Ethan Hawke's head away. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. He was in, was it The Push?
He's in a lot of movies, man.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, though. I can't remember the name of the movie, but it was like a superhero-type movie.
Cliff Curtis?
Yeah, he had like the ability to shift images. Like, he'll take like a briefcase and he can make it look like something else.
Oh, yeah, Push.
Push. Did I say Push?
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
So, yeah, Cliff Curtis.
Okay, so he might be the lead?
No, he is the lead.
Oh, he is the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there I see it. Sean Cabrera.
Yep. And then Kim Dickens, who plays Miranda, she's the female lead. She was recently on Sons of Anarchy. She
Australia
she played Colette in Sons of Anarchy. So if you watched Sons of Anarchy, you'll know that's where she's from. She's in a bunch of other stuff, too. You know, she was in Lost, a bunch of TV shows, a couple movies here and there, The Blind Side, Footloose, stuff like that. But that is Kim Dickens, so she'll be playing the lead female role, Miranda.
Man, this is kind of exciting. Hope they do it off season Walking Dead, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to play it out, but, you know.
And I hope they don't overkill it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they still have to create a pilot.
Yeah.
And that pilot needs to get picked up. So, who knows? I mean, it'd be interesting to see a different environment with all the stuff going on and how they would survive because, I mean, it's L.A., dude.
I mean, you're not going to be able to go hunting.
Right.
I mean, you're going to get rats.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't know how they're going to do it, but it'll be interesting to see. Maybe once they start announcing more things, you know, we'll be able to talk more about it. You know, but aside from that, that's pretty much it. Today is what is it, Tuesday?
February 18th now. It's Wednesday. We just done a 2-day podcast.
There we go. We're done for a week. So, no, it feels like it's like Thursday, man. I don't know why. But yeah, so we are going to close it out, close this episode out. Again, thank you thank you to all our listeners, our followers. Be sure to rate and review on iTunes. Check us out on all social media platforms and YouTube as well. Kevin, is there anything you want to say before we sign off?
No, actually, just follow us up next time when we start recording again.
Which will be...
hopefully Sunday night.
Well, we were scheduled to record Wednesday night, but...
yeah, we still can.
Oh, we still could. Yeah, that's true. And talk about truffle butter.
Yeah, let's get in depth on that.
Oh, we will.
We have to in order to get truffle butter.
Yeah. So, anyways, all right, folks. So we are signing off, and we will catch you on the next episode.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There was an idea called the Initiative. The idea was to bring together a group of remarkable people, see if they could become something more. See if they could work together when we needed them to fight the battles that we never.